AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The New York State prison worker arrested on charges of helping two convicted murderers escape from the prison has another court appearance. Stephen Johnson, Joyce Mitchell's new attorney, tells the judge they want to move the case forward.
I've gone over the charges with Ms. Mitchell. I had time to discuss it with her, and what we're going to do right now, Judge, is we're going to waive a preliminary felony hearing.
If you're waiving, then the matter will be transferred to county court.
Clinton County District Attorney Andrew Wiley tells reporters outside the courthouse investigators continue to talk with Mitchell.
I don't know if she's given all her information yet. We're still working with her on that.
Wiley would not say whether a plea deal has been offered. More than 800 searchers continue to comb the wilderness near the prison today. Two young people who lost limbs in separate shark attacks in coastal North Carolina yesterday were in waist-deep water about 20 yards offshore when they were attacked. Oak Island Fire Chief Chris Anselmo says they know little about the shark or sharks involved in the attacks.
We can't confirm the size, and we can't confirm whether it was one or two. It's just no way of knowing that.
Crew of a county sheriff's helicopter that searched the beach after the second attack spotted a shark about midway between the two attack locations and another one south of the island. Pentagon confirms airstrikes in Libya that targeted an extremist leader with links to Al-Qaeda. Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren telling reporters today that they're not yet certain the leader was killed.
Our initial assessment is that it was a successful strike, but we're not prepared to confirm that because we haven't finalized our assessment.
Man targeted in the air raid charged with leading the 2013 attack on a gas plant in Algeria that killed at least 35 hostages, including three Americans. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 112. The NASDAQ is off 22. This is AP Radio News. Congressional backers of the fast-track trade deal are trying to get it back on track after Friday's stunning defeat.
House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy says the GOP has many different options to try to revive the trade package, but he wouldn't offer any specifics while saying that time is of the essence. He said the best option would be for Democrats to approve the trade assistance package they rejected on Friday. Because they were linked, it brought down the president's push for so-called fast-track trade authority. Another option is to put Fast Track through the House on its own, but that would mean sending it back to the Senate, giving opponents there another chance to kill it. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
A 10-square-mile wildfire is burning north of Anchorage, Alaska. Willow Fire Chief Mahan Green.
They're estimating anywhere between 25 and 45 structures. We're trying to get an assessment team in.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.